Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. I'm Mark Graven. We're joined today by Elise Miller. She is Manager of Solutions Engineering at Kinexus. Elise, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. It'd be good to learn a little bit about you and share that with the listeners and the viewers here. So, you know, it's been a little while, like before we started recording. Yeah, of course, I was trying to remember how many years it's been now, but give us a little bit of your history. Why did you join Kinexus? When was that and how's that going?
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to. So going back to 2020, smack dab in the beginning, probably midst of the pandemic. So I originally was in Nashville, got the opportunity to move to Austin. And in that was in July of 2020, I was really applying for a lot of different jobs within the tech industry that I knew I wanted to be in tech, didn't really know exactly what that meant though. And so I started to apply for a lot of different companies and stumbled across, luckily, Kinexus. And what really stood out at the time for me was the culture, the people, and I feel like that's probably a consistent thing on this podcast. And if you talk to anyone who works here, that is a consistent theme. And it's just true. You can feel it whenever you're interviewing. I interviewed with a lot of different people in different departments. And so I really got to have an insight of not just leadership, but just regular colleagues and things like that. And it was very consistent that you got to be who you are at Kinexus and you get to grow into that with them as an organization. And I remember Maggie, who was the first interview that I had, who is now our vice president of customer success. She said, you know, Greg asked me one day, our CEO, what do you want to be when you grow up, essentially? And of course, she's an adult, but she was saying that she started in one area, you know, she was in marketing, and now she has really been able to grow and to expand in how her interests are. And that's truthfully exactly what I've gotten to at Kinexus. So plainly put, I'm able to be who I am, and I also am able to experience a lot of growth within the company.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. And I mean, like what comes to mind, I don't know if I'm looking for, an example or a story of, you know, when you say you get to be yourself, like how does that play out in terms of, you know, the way you're working or interacting with people at Kinexus?
Yeah. So whenever I get to say I get to be myself, I'm pretty outspoken. And sometimes I feel like it gets lost in bigger organizations and it's hard to feel that impact. And at Kinexus, we're still small. We still have a lot of platform and a lot of psychological safety where we do get a lot of space to kind of speak up on topics maybe that you don't agree with. And I think that that's the piece that I'm referring to when I get to be myself, is that I don't have to agree or go along to get along. I can articulate my concern or my issue, and that's accepted just as much as agreeing with that statement that someone made.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great to hear. Thanks for going a little deeper into, I mean, it's really great to hear. And, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, a powerful sentiment in terms of feeling comfortable.
For sure. Again, a lot of companies and I've got the pleasure of working with some other ones until I found Kinexus, but it really just has stood out here. And I just can't say enough about being able to have that platform. And again, that psychological safety to say something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Elise, tell us a little bit more about the role of solutions engineer and that's evolved as you've stepped into a manager role now. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the role and the team and what that's meant for you and your growth.
Yeah. So again, it's been a crazy journey sure since 2020. I joined in specifically October 2020 as a solutions engineer. And I was working with Noah, who is great. And we were the only two solutions engineers at that time. And from there, we really just expanded. We got to add Brandon the following year. So we were a team of three, which was crazy to believe. And then from there, I actually transitioned a little bit more of not just doing solutions engineer work, but also doing configuration. So working with a lot of our new customers, specifically in setting up the first piece of Kinexus for them. And that was a great and challenging role within itself. So I got to experience very quickly some automatic growth in 2021 when I started to take over more of the configuration piece of solutions engineering. And through that, I've just continued to do a lot of the implementations and working with our team. And of course, we got to then add Magdalene, who's done an episode as well, and then Ro and Nikita to our team. So three more people. So we doubled really quickly, I believe, within between 2022 and 2023, I believe is whenever we really just expanded quickly as a solutions engineer team. And because of that, they needed someone to be able to lead and be able to speak on behalf of our team, because we need an advocate, and we needed an advocate that knew Kinexus, that knew what it was like to be in this SE role and what those types of responsibilities look like, what are some of those hardships, and be able to advocate on how can we make that better. And I really jumped at the opportunity to be able to take on that role. I've not had a leadership role previously, but I feel that with Kinexus, with our leadership team, with the tools that they've been able to provide, it's very much a subservient leadership, which I love. And I always consistently tell my team, I am the support to them, and I'm happy to advocate and go to bat for them. You know, so I found a lot of passion in this management role, and I am so beyond blessed to be able to lead such an amazing team of individuals. And that's the way I look at it. We talked about it right before the podcast. It's been an easy job duty change of how I need to do things and how I work, but it has been a different change of acknowledging the title and that kind of thing that comes along with it necessarily. I just look at it as these are great individuals and I'm here to help support them. And so I look at it a little bit differently. And I think that that's really helped me in this transition of being more of a coworker into a manager leader role. And I hope that my team feels the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an opportunity to keep, you know, building and strengthening that culture that
exactly
you've valued to kind of, you know, extend that same culture to the people who are new and relatively new, helping them feel like they can be themselves and that they can speak up and that they're a part of it the way you've been.
Exactly. And they too can be anything that they want to be. It's great to be able to find talents or things that people are interested in and find interesting ways to incorporate that into the company. And I think, again, Kinexus does a great job at that. And I love that I can kind of continue that on a smaller level with my team.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Elise. We've been joined again by Elise Miller, Manager of Solutions Engineering. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the team and the culture and everything at Kinexus. Really, really appreciate it. And thanks again.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me. It was great.
Okay.